You nearly got it, Alexander. It was 2 millimeters. Congratulations to Sharon and Alan Goberdan. They've become grandparents for the first time. Congratulations. Now life begins. It is amazing when those little grandkids come into our lives. Let me get rid of this thing. It's way too hot. It's nice if it's hot in this place. Warm hearts. Thank you again to the praise team. I had such a wonderful morning just worshiping. This is one of my favorite songs, just remembering the goodness of God. Some days it's so easy to complain about so many things, and we forget about the amazing things that God does in our lives. We can just sing of that goodness of God. Series we've done, How to Unburden Your Life, was built on Matthew 11:28, and I specifically said to Grace, don't put it up. I'm just going to read it. So it's not Grace who forgot. I said that. Are you tired? Said Jesus. Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Well, come to me. Get away with me, and you will recover your life. For I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. And then learn from me the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. But keep company with me, and you will learn how to live freely and lightly. That's the invitation. Come unburden your life. Father, for the last few weeks, that is what we've been doing. We've been standing before you and asking, Lord, teach us how to live lightly and freely, how to unburden our lives. As we end this series, Lord, it's a huge word that you bring today. Open our hearts to receive. Holy Spirit of God, will you just walk in this place? And there are going to be moments, Lord, that folks need to be touched and our lives need to be touched. And will you do that? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sorry, Scotty, I went quiet on you there. And then he wants to pull his hair out of his head because he can't give me more volume. 1 John chapter 4, verses 19 to 21. We love because He, God, first loved us. Whoever claims to love God and yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister whom they've seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And He's given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Sometimes when you read a passage like this, that was the sermon, and all I'm going to say is amen. Let's sing and go home. But sometimes when you read a passage like this, the flip side is you want to say, yeah, right. Easier said than done. Because it is easy to love people when they are kind and gracious and caring and lovable. But then sometimes this little thing happens called people being people. And God made us so amazing and made us beautiful and built into us this capacity to love, this capacity to be caring and open and loving and gracious. But unfortunately, there is this other side in us that is also there that is selfish and can be difficult and can hurt and can wound and be mean. And that's what I want to talk about today as we end this series on how to unburden your life. How to live today, how to live resentment free. And just so we're on the same page, when I speak about resentment, and for this there is a slight grace, here's the definition that I would like to use when I speak about resentment. That feeling of indignant displeasure, or that persistent ill will at something that I regard as wrong or an insult or an injury. That persistent ill will. That indignant displeasure at something that causes me hurt or insult or a wrong. Maybe we should change that word something to someone. Because we've all been there, right? Where they've hurt you so deeply that it leaves a scar. Where you've been wronged, where you did not deserve to be wronged. Where you were insulted when you should not have been insulted, and you carry those wounds and that hurt. And it sits there. And maybe, if we're honest, we've been on the other side. We've also been those who have handed that out. But I don't want to get stuck there. I want to ask the question, how do we live our lives that we live resentment free? What is the kingdom answer to dealing with resentment? One word. Forgiveness. And I can see someone thinking, yeah, right, can we go back to your introduction? Easier said than done. The kingdom response to resentment is forgiveness. And I know it's easier said than done, because we live in a world of finger pointing. We live in a world of hurt. And here's the sad, sad thing. Hurt people hurt people. And when we do that, we're in this vicious circle. You hurt me, I hurt you, and then I resent you, and you resent me. You hurt me, I hurt you, and then I resent you. And you resent me, and we go nowhere. And my life is burdened. I cannot live lightly and freely and live in those wonderful rhythms of grace that are unforced. Forgiveness. Interesting word. And forgive me, I'm always teaching you Greek or Hebrew. Today I'm teaching you the Greek word again, because I went and looked at this word. It's used 150 times in the New Testament. The Greek word for forgiveness is the word aphiemi. It comes from two words, apo, which means away, and iemi, which means to send. Forgiveness means to let go, to release, to send away. And I will not be able to live lightly and freely in this world if I am not able to forgive, release, let go. But, and this is not a biblical but, this is a Aubrey but. No, don't go. You're bad people. But I will forgive you. Let me just say a little something. Here's the but that I'm talking about. Let me just say a little something about forgiveness, because there are so many myths, I think, about forgiveness. So let's just break one or two of those myths. Number one, forgiveness does not mean that we dismiss or diminish the hurt. that was done when I am wronged or insulted or injured. Forgiveness does not mean that we diminish that, because that hurt is real. So when someone says, oh, just get over it, suck it up, be a mature Christian and just let it go. No. That is not forgiveness. Because that diminishes. When I just say, oh, suck it up, forget it, don't let it bother. No. Because that hurt was real, right, Chad? When it happened to you and it hit your heart and it tore it apart, it's not just suck it up, buttercup. No, I'm bleeding, I'm hurting, I'm crying. It's not that easy. We cannot just say, oh, forgive and forget, and it's diminished, because you cannot diminish that hurt. It is a real thing. And someone is thinking, yeah, right, because you have no idea of what I'm going through. You have no idea what I'm suffering. You have no idea how deep that cut into my life. So how is it just that easy to say, forgive? Here's what I want to help you with. Forgive is not diminishing or just pushing it to the side. Forgiveness means that I have a place where I can go, where I am safe, and where I am known and loved, and where I am allowed to speak my heart. It means that I can go to my Father, and I can say I'm angry. And I can just let that anger come right out of me. Where I can cry, and where I can be sad, and where I can be upset, and where I can yell, and I can do all of these things that I need to get the stuff out of me. And that's not going to say, whoa, grow up. Get over it. My Father's going to hear me. My Lord Jesus is going to hear me, because boy, was He insulted. Was He ever wronged? Was He ever hurt? Not just by words, but physically. And He gets that. You know what happens when I am able to take this hurt and this pain, and I can give it to my Father, and I can cry, and I can yell, and I can get it all out? Slowly but surely, He brings the transformation, and He helps me to release, to set myself free. To let go. I'm going to get back to this. Second myth about forgiveness. Forgiveness does not necessarily always mean reconciliation. The two go together, but sometimes it is okay to forgive and to say, but I'm not going to allow you to do that to me again. I'm not going to allow you to walk into my life and do that again to me. I'm going to set a boundary. And sometimes meaning setting up that boundary means that I have to put you out of my life, because you are not doing me good. You are not teaching me to live lightly and freely. You are not taking my burdens away. If I allow you back in, you do the same thing. So I am going to release you and set you free, so I can set down my anger. I can set down my pain, and I can get them out of the way. But I will also put that boundary around me and say, there is that. I forgive you. Go, beloved, but I'm not going to allow you to be there. It is okay. Because otherwise, if I put this on myself and I allow that back in, the circle goes on and on and on, and I will never be able to be free. Forgiveness, forgiving someone, does not excuse the wrong, and the injury that was inflicted on my life. Forgiveness doesn't say what you did was okay, and I'm going to allow you to keep on doing that. It does not excuse that. It will say, I forgive you, but I will not allow you to do that again. I forgive you, but that is not going to be part of my life anymore. That was wrong, and you will have to go fix that for yourself. You will have to go stand before the Lord and get that out for yourself, because what you are doing is wrong. And if you do that to other people, it is wrong. And you are hurting us. And that is not okay. It means to be able to stand up for yourself, not hurting, not insulting, not injuring, but saying, stop. This is not how it works. Three myths. There are plenty more. So now let's get back to the question, how do I live resentment free? Let me take you back to 1 John, just verse 19. And maybe you have it, Grace. If you don't, it's fine. It's just one line. We love because He, God, first loved us. When we were unlovable, God looked at us and God said, I'm going to love you, Peter. I'm going to love you, Kimberly. I'm going to love you, Elizabeth. And you, dude, you're so messed up, but I'm going to love you too. How? How did God love us? By forgiving us. Can I use the other word? By releasing us. By setting us free from all of those things that were hurting us and hurting God. He said, I love you, but here's the thing. He loved me. He didn't love the stuff. He doesn't love the stuff. He doesn't love the hurt. He doesn't love the injuries that I'm doing, that I'm giving. But God says, but I love you, and I'm going to forgive you. But here's the problem. You can't go on living like that. So God did something very special. He reconciled me with Him by doing what? Not just by dismissing or saying it's not so bad. God said, it's horrible. You need to go to hell. You'll never be with me. That's what that stuff does. But I am going to forgive you and release you of that. But it doesn't just go away. Someone has to pay. And Jesus took that. And He bore the burden. Because you don't just dismiss them. The wrongs are still wrongs. And someone had to take that. And Jesus took that. And there on that cross, He washed me. He washed me clean. And Father said, I love you, even when I wasn't lovable. Paul says this in Romans chapter 5, verse 8 and 10. But God, there's that but God demonstrates His own love for us in this. Listen carefully. While we were still messed up, sinners, Christ died for us. Not after we were perfect people and nothing wrong. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him, how? Through the death of His Son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Why did God do that? It's called forgiveness. Teaching us to live lightly and freely. I will not lay any heavy burdens on you. Come learn from me those unforced rhythms of grace. It's called afiemi, to release, to let go, to set free. Can I illustrate this for you? If you have a bag or a backpack or a purse, bring it on. Bring it on. Where's those guys with the fanny packs? Come on, don't tell me there's no one with a fanny pack in this place. Bring it on, McElraith. There you go. I don't know what that is. That's not yours. That's Alexander's that fell. Sorry. That's not yours. Close it and don't make it upside down. That's why the stuff's falling out. Yeah, this is getting a little heavy. See, here's the thing. I really wanted to start the sermon like this. The problem was, this is quite the burden that I have right here. And it would have been really, really hard to get through the sermon. I would have been halfway done and I would have said, let's just stop this. I got to walk because I can't carry this. It's far too much to handle. See, that's the problem. When we allow that hurt and that anger and all of that stuff to accumulate in my life, it becomes like this. And this is, it's really falling off. And this is how I live my life every day. And this is heavy and hard and difficult. And when I want to do things, I want to love my wife, but I got so much stuff to do that it's hard for me to love her because I got all this that I'm bearing and I can't put another something on here. When I need to take care of my kids and show them what kind of a father I am, I don't have the capacity to do that. When I want to live for the Lord and do good things for the Lord, it just burdens me because I can't. How do we live lightly and freely? Resentment free. I gotta put them down. I gotta put them down. Gotta release them. And let them be where they need to be. Because as I put them down, still alive and well, I can start living the way that Jesus invited me. Are you worn out, burdened, heavy laden? Come to me, and I will teach you how to live in the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. But I will teach you how to live lightly and freely. Here's the thing. What is the Holy Spirit telling you this morning? That you need to lay down or release. What is there in your life that is so heavy and burdening your heart that you cannot live lightly and freely? That is taking you away from those unforced rhythms of grace. Can you do what I did with all these bags? Can you release them? Can you let it go? Because before I do that, I cannot live lightly and freely. It's time. It's time to let it go. So maybe this morning as we pray, I'm going to give you a little time of silent prayer. Maybe it's time to say, Lord, this is what's burdening me. I don't want to carry this anymore. And I just give it to you. Amen. Take a few moments of silent prayer. Hear our prayer, Lord. And help those hearts that are hurting this morning, that are wounded and struggling. Help us to release that persistent ill will, that indignant displeasure, like you did when we were so unlovable, and yet you loved freely. Help us to release and to let go, also ourselves, to help us to forgive ourselves for things that we often carry that burden us and that prevent us from living lightly, freely, walking with you in those unforced rhythms of your grace. Thank you, Lord, for these few weeks that we could come and say, can I unburden my life? And as today, Lord, we unburden like these bags and we just take them off and we release them and we set them free. Help, Lord, that we don't take them back, that we set them free so they can be gone, like you did when you nailed our sins to that cross and you said, they're gone. And I will not think of them ever again, and you don't. You are so amazing. You know us, Lord, for you made us carefully and wonderfully. You also know how fragile we are. But thank you that as we release and let go, you make us stronger in you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your word. Thank you above all those words that says, God loved us even before we loved him. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.